Claremore was a very special place to grow up. I'm reminded of the fact that it takes a village to raise a child, and it does indeed. Our family moved to Claremore, as I said, when I was six. Our town was small. We had about 6,000 people. We had two railroad stations, two banks, lots and lots of churches, and one library. Schools and churches were the center of town activities and social life in those days. Main Street was the center of town. Our telephone number in those days was 36.
That's it?
36. Everyone knew everyone. We walked or we biked everywhere. Achievements were celebrated by most of the people in town, as well as misbehavior. If you failed to greet someone on the street or were not polite, your mother knew about it before you got home. Mm-hmm. That was instantly responded to.
On Main Street, then, was it a bustling business area?
Indeed, it really was. This was before shopping centers, and Main Street was really the center of commerce and the center, really, of community activity. People went into the stores, and they visited, and they bought things. It was a wonderful time.
The Will Rogers Hotel, had that been built then?
Will Rogers Hotel was there, as was the Mason Hotel. Mr. Mason had a gun collection, a huge, gigantic gun collection. If you will believe this, he had thousands of guns in plain sight, within reach, on the walls and in cabinets in his hotel.
But they were considered pretty classy places?
Well, they were our hotels. I don't know how we measured class in those days, except I do know that we went to Tulsa whenever we could. I wanted to say something about working in my dad's store.
And your father's store was what kind?
It was a variety store in the heyday of those kind of stores. Toy department was huge with wonderful dolls and tricycles and great toys, and we had candy. For a while, we had a lunch counter in that store. And we would work there, particularly at Christmas time. I remember I learned, I think, to add and subtract by working on the cash register, which was a great privilege.
How old do you think you were about that time when you were working?
Well, no, we always went down to the store, particularly on Christmas. I think the children went down even when we were very young because our parents worked with the Christmas crowds. As I said, we were a working family. We worked, we studied, we read books. We played cards. We listened to the radio. Will Rogers was a very, very important component of our town. It was his hometown. He, of course, was our favorite son, our attraction. The Will Rogers Memorial was built on the hill in Claremore. On Will Rogers' birthday, there was a great celebration, a parade, floats, and bands. And we marched up the hill. I was in the high school band, and I remember marching in the Will Rogers Day Parade. We had celebrities who came. Bob Hope came one year and entertained a crowd of many hundreds of people in the grounds of the Will Rogers Memorial. Claremore's proximity to Tulsa was a special treat for us. Our family would close the stores on Thursday at 5 o'clock and drive to Tulsa. Tulsa was a wonderful place to visit. They had glamorous department stores, wonderful theaters, really movie palaces, with red velvet curtains that opened on the screen before the movie started, statuary around, stars that sparkled in the ceilings. They were really palaces. Their names were the Ritz, the Rialto, the Majestic, and the Orpheum. Now, isn't that grand?
Do you remember any of the movies you might have seen there?
I don't. I'm sure we saw all the movies we could. And we had a movie house in Claremore, too. In fact, two movie houses in Claremore. So movies were an important part of our growing up. Always went to the movie on Saturday afternoon. We loved movies and movie stars and read movie magazines and that sort of thing. Convention Hall was also an attraction in Tulsa. It's now the Brady Theater. New York plays came to Convention Hall. Tulsa had a symphony orchestra, had an opera. I had an aunt who lived in Tulsa, and she took us to all of those events. So it was a very exciting place.